I think people would bring up, like, well, in the light paradigm, would there even be a need for healers?
We're not in the light paradigm yet. And yes, there is a need for healers in the new paradigm because accidents still happen. And people do get, like, situations and whatevers that put them out of frequency with their lives.
So we think of healing as a tune-up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Driving to the Rest podcast. This is Inelia.
And this is Larry. Just a quick note. If you're hearing this, you're on our free feed, which means you'll only get the first part of this conversation.
To access the rest, go to drivingtothrest.com and subscribe to the Wisdom Keeper Hour.
Join us and our expert panelists for detailed insights and the after party where you're invited to join in the conversation. Head over to drivingtothrest.com and become a subscriber.
Your $8 subscription keeps this podcast ad-free and helps us keep the lights on and maybe even get a decent cup of coffee. More importantly, it connects you with a community of passionate wisdom keepers like yourself. So if you're ready to go deeper, join us at drivingtothrest.com and support the journey.
Okay, then, welcome
to another episode
of Driving to the Res.
With your favorite hosts, Inelia Benz
and Larry Bissell.
Yay!
Healing.
Healing.
Healing is our topic.
Yeah, but most importantly, for the forest.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Forest healing mind, body, and soul.
That's our...
Oh, what?
Our the written thing you do, newsletter.
The article. Newsletter, yes.
It's on Substack.
Yeah. Inelia.substack.com to read the full article.
So
and you can get the second hour there. You can get all the things. So.
All right. Well, now we're going to talk about it.
Shall I read it a little bit? Or?
Yeah, let's get started.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Healing has become a big topic for me in the past few months. I've seen a return of the healing lineages of my ancestors and the direct orchestration of healing and healers coming together to practice their skills. When I looked at 2024, and that was the call we did in December 2023.
Right, you look ahead.
Yeah, looking ahead.
At the plans for the year.
For the year, yeah. For the light side of the split, do you want to explain that a little bit? For the light side of the split?
Yeah, well, you know, we are splitting.
Uh-huh.
We're having a amicable divorce, I suppose. Anyway, the split has a dark side and a light side. Well, the dark side is a light dark.
Yes, it can
light
side light also.
Light without dark.
Right.
Right. So that's the general gist of that split thing.
Yeah. So for our side of the split, I saw that healing was going to enter our awareness and life strongly this year. But it still took me by surprise when my own healing skills popped up again to be utilized. I have been diligent in making sure that they stayed unfocused since 2010, as it was made clear to me that my public role was not as a healer, but as an educator.
But an educator, you know, healing, educating and healing.
And all sorts of things. So my main areas of education are manifestation.
Yes.
Enlightenment.
Yes.
Health or healing.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
Expansion of awareness. I guess that counts.
Enlightenment, yeah. So those are really, to me, the most important. And everything else falls into those categories. So I would say enlightenment, manifestation, and healing. Yeah. And then people can choose with regards to their own interests.
Yeah, what to focus on.
What to focus on, yeah. So I educate. I give lectures and classes, and that's what the areas I lecture on. But healing itself, like to actually getting together with other people and healing, or just healing a client, that was not part of my work here. And now it is. But more to do with teaching healers about the new paradigm healing, I would say.
Right, because I think people would bring up, like, well, in the light paradigm, would there even be a need for healers?
We're not in the light paradigm yet. And yes, there is a need for healers in the new paradigm because accidents still happen. And people do get, like, situations and whatevers that put them out of frequency with their lives.
So we think of healing as a tune-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the high frequencies, still have tune-ups.
And also, you know how once...
Somebody's agreeing with you.
I think we know where the Adamest is, out in the forest over there.
That's going to be a good place to go look.
Yeah. But basically, shall we pause here?
I don't see it really going on. I don't think anybody can hear it.
No? Just us?
I think so. It's only happening in our paradigm. Yeah, the chickens and the hens. I think the hen laid an egg and she's very proud of it.
Yes.
She's telling everyone and they're saying, oh, let me see, let me see. And they're all going, yeah, yeah, it's right here. Oh, yeah, you did. That's a great place.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have a bunch of eggs up in the woods.
Remember when we talked about hospitals and doctors or the, is it allopathic medicine?
I think that's the one.
You mentioned various times that it is trauma-based medicine.
Right, war, trauma, yeah. Recovery.
So limbs, broken limbs, piercing holes in the body.
Emergency.
Injuries to the
head. We don't intervene.
Yeah.
Intervention and death.
Right, so that's good medicine, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If I broke my arm, I would run to the hospital, right?
What about the crystal healer?
What's that
mean? I just put a crystal on you, on your broken arm?
No, that's not going to do it. Not for me.
Okay.
I'll probably slap you and tell me to drive me to the ER.
I can sing it. Sing it better, honey. Just
yeah,
let me
whatever.
Sing at it.
Whatever. Anyways, so
I'm not ridiculing it, but there are places and purposes for all these things, right? There's a place and a purpose to go to your get your butt to the hospital and heal your, you know, trauma.
Yeah.
Then you can use crystal then singing, and that's going to help it heal faster, bring it back
it
into
is.
Tune.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about that, so in the new paradigm, people still go mountain climbing, car racing, and all the things that excite people. And when you do those type of activities, sometimes you get into trouble, sometimes you make mistakes, and sometimes you take wrong decisions, and you have accidents, and, you know, medicine is needed. And also when there's situations that, like, the rest would be, like you said, a tune-up. But to me, that one would be very different. Now, we're not in the new paradigm. We're still in the, at least on the light side, we at least see the echoes and the shadows of the other side, right? So, yeah, healing absolutely is necessary. And there's a place for hospitals and doctors and allopathic medicine.
Okay.
As well as healers and wisdom keepers and healers that are wisdom keepers and all that, right?
Well, I did want to say one thing, though. Yeah, because we did say, you know, put a crystal on it or sing at it if you broke your bone. We do have access also to that super advanced, I think, in some ways, timeline shiftable, like that trauma happened and then we shifted and it didn't happen. Remember the experiences we've had with that?
Yes. So
because
it is a matter of medical record that when I was 18 years old, I fixed a genetic fault in my heart that was going to kill me overnight. And the hospital had been taking care of me as a teenager for many years due to that heart condition. The head of the hospital, the heart part there, I can't remember what those are called.
Cardiology
head, who'd been my personal doctor at the time. He told me himself, he said, I don't know what happened. If it hadn't been me who'd been taking care of you all these past few years, I would have said it was a misdiagnosis. But I know that I have all your records and I know that what your condition was, and I know that it's gone now. And I don't know how you did it or what you're doing, but continue doing that. And he says, bye-bye forever. You're no longer my patient. Right. So, yeah, we do have the technology and know-how somehow, somewhere, for those things to happen. But generally speaking, for the majority of us, that is not a possibility. Because you could say that it was a trauma-based condition that I needed the hospital for.
What about when Brett fell down the stairs?
Yeah, well, that's another situation that, yeah, he fell down the stairs in the middle of the night.
And his buns were sticking out.
Yeah, and I said, nope. And
Nope.
it was back together again, and you and him were looking at each other going, what happened?
That's better. It's not so bad after all.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah. But I'm not here to advertise the healing capacity of Amelia Benz, and it's not something that can happen on a regular basis. It needs, I teach how healing happens. Whether you use a hospital, whether you use your family doctor, whether you go for cancer therapy, whether you do anything, any of those things to heal yourself, to me, what I teach is supplemental to that. I teach about healing stories, right?
Oh,
And
cool.
I teach about other things, energies and frequencies that a healer can tap into, or a person who wants healing can tap into. So it's all supportive, and I think all of these things have a place. And my skills and abilities come from two very powerful lineages. One of them, actually three. One of them is Native American from the Mapuche people. Another one is from a Gypsy lineage from Spain. And another one is from the alchemical lineage. One of the alchemical lineages from Spain also. And all of them are healers, healing energies, lineages. And it's not just theoretical, genetic, or like woo-woo kind of fell into my lap type thing. Not all of them were, because my grandparents and my mother were active, always active in teaching us the wisdoms of our ancestors. And I bring that in, right? So yes, there is a place for healing in the new paradigm. But I'm not here to be your healer. I'm here to teach you about healing and for you to be your healer, right?
Speaking of which,
In September 2024,
yeah,
I will be holding a healer's workshop at the Shaman Shop. If this is after that, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a downloadable version of the lectures. Not the actual workshop, but the lectures at the workshop. The workshop will be open for walkwithmenow.com members only. And the reason for that is because people who are in Walk With Me Now are already my students. They've studied most of the curricula that is needed to attend one of my workshops. And the reason for that is that I don't want to go through the basics at every workshop. So an individual takes responsibility, they cover the basics, and having a forum full of other students, they cover the basics together and they study together and they become good allies with each other. Anyways, my workshop has a minimum attendance number of 8 people and a maximum of 33 people. If you're interested in attending, join the student body at walkwithmenow.com and follow the information on how to register there. If it's after the fact, you have to, make sure that you're subscribed to my newsletter, and when the classes are available, they will be released. Okay, let's get back to our topic, the forest.
I thought we were talking about healing. What does it have to do with the forest?
Larry and I live in the Olympic Rainforest, not in a town nearby. We're a road by the seaside of the forest. Oh, sorry, seaside. The road by the side of the forest. And oh, sorry, I've lost my place. Oh, yeah, we literally live inside the forest, surrounded by hundreds of acres of both old growth and tree farms.
And if
You can
you're
see it
seeing
in the
the
video, you can see the forest
video.
behind that. It's all around us, actually, all around us. So, in a future podcast, I'm going to also cover water as the healing factor.
Oh, okay, excellent.
But today we're talking about the forest. So some years ago, one of our friends visited us. She was an established healer at a nearby city, and at the time, and unbeknownst to me, she was having health and personal issues herself. As per usual for healers, they keep their
Keep their own issues to
yeah, they
themselves.
keep the they're always on serving others, and sometimes that doesn't work out
To
very
their own
much.
detriment often.
That's another topic we're going to be covering in the workshop.
All
How to avoid that?
right.
Stay healthy. We need you strong. We went for a hike into the forest. I wanted to show her a natural altar which Larry, myself, and other friends and students had embellished with crystals, rocks, and other pretty things.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah. Do you know which one? Because we have more than one.
I'm thinking it's the grove with the tree that you can stand under and then it's growing right out of your head.
Yeah.
It's a giant tree. You're just literally standing under a 1,000-year-old tree and it's growing out of your head. It's a crown chakra fixer-upper.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. The hike to get to the altar was about half an hour long. Although, you know, we took about an hour and a half because we were stopping and touching trees and looking at pretty things and walking off into discovering other little bits and bobs and then coming back to the trail. Anyways, we walked and talked about our latest happenings, previous life memories, alien Sasquatch, and all the other things that are normal conversation about among our friends here.
Yeah, just the regular stuff.
Regular stuff. At some point, halfway there, she stopped, took a few deep breaths, and tears welled up in her eyes. "I haven't felt this good in years," she stated. I had heard of the healing properties of the forest, she continued, but had never experienced it myself. It was all theoretical to me until now.
Yeah, I have noticed that too. Oftentimes, healers will get so engrossed in modalities, right? That they spend all their time in the research of that. It's like in the dusty little library researching all of the different potential, this, that, and the other of a particular modality, and kind of neglect the healing of themselves, you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. It's almost like spend 20 hours deep diving into research of what about flower essence does what, right? Yeah. But skip the field of flowers right outside the window and spending any time in it, right?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, she lived in a city. I don't know what she's doing, what she's up to these days, but at the time she lived in a city, she was just on the outside, like the edge of the city. So there was some fields and nature around her, but it wasn't a forest.
Maybe a 5-minute drive into the mountains. They're just right there.
Yeah, a 5-minute drive into the mountain, there would be forests, I suppose.
The forest that backs up at our house goes to there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyways, she then revealed to me that apart from her life stresses, there was an underlying medical condition that she had been getting worse. She said that it felt like the condition was actively being healed during our hike and that she would get some lab work done when she got home, to be sure.
Cool.
I mean, she does, like, in her practice, she will always get people to do lab work, right? To test for conditions, get scans and all the things. Because she's like, you know, she's an established healer of various modalities. And And knowing exactly what's going on, right, what your symptoms are, usually a good plan. I mean, some people don't bother, but I think it's a good plan for myself. I like to understand what's happening.
Yeah, I didn't really like going to get all the blood sucked out and then
no.
Put it in the machine and say this and that and the other thing, this little snapshot of that or the other. I was like, but it's also in some ways a part of the story, right?
Yes.
And that's, I think, a big part of it for you, for example, and for her. That part of the story is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I nodded and looked around the forest. I had never heard of such a thing as the forest being a healing modality, but my friend was a professional healer and more informed than I was about healing modalities and experiences. The forest didn't feel any different to me. It was the same as it always had been, just there, breathing, living, beautiful, bright, pristine, and very much sentient.
Yeah, that sentiency is actually... excuse me, it's like... I'm just reflecting on the last few times when I take my dogs and running out, or I stop at Fossil Beach, or I go to the Global Ascension Centerland, or any of those places, right? When you're connected like that, the environment responds sentiently.
Yeah.
It's like, they're here, this is for our shared pleasure. Look at all these million daisies. You think that's a lot? Watch.
That's a lot. Just turn the corner.
Just turn around. Okay, how about this? Both sides of the road and down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Or then you find the berries. The giant berries, you say, oh, look at that berry. Oh my God, look at that berry. Oh, you think that one's good? Watch this one.
Yeah.
It just sort of starts to play with you.
Or the mushrooms.
The mushrooms work the same way. Yeah. Like, oh, is this a nice one? Oh yeah, look at this one. Keep walking. Yeah, the forest like responds.
It does. I closed my eyes and tapped into it and asked the forest around us about the healing. What I got back was an energy that I can only describe as, what is healing?
Oh dear.
It's like, that gives you a lot of information. If you tap into that question and the forest's answer, it can tell you a gazillion amount of data and information that will facilitate your journey as a healer or in healing.
Right. We're preset by our upbringings to decide XYZ means XYZ. In other words, I feel this, so I'm sick.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the trees like don't have that preset.
They don't.
The forest doesn't have that preset of what it means, what we've connected sick to.
Yeah, or healing.
Or healing for that matter, right? Healing what?
Healing. No, not even healing what. What is healing?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like the very concept of what we, when you say healing to the forest, you meant something.
Yes.
And that meant
nothing to them.
Nothing to them. So that tells you there's somewhere to scratch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere to scratch what do we believe healing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Somebody's getting their healing.
Oh, please. After my friend left, I did a bit of research on the internet and found several theories of how the healing force of the forest works. I remember one of the theories was about ions, negative ions.
Negative ions, yeah.
And positive ions.
Unfortunately named negative ions, even though they're positive.
Good. Good negative ions.
Good negative ions.
Yes. That's the one that, like, if there was going to be an explanation, to me that one was the one that would make sense. And, and I've heard that a lot of when people start like having symptoms of sickness, if you test their magnetic whatevers, it's positive on the positive scale of the magnetic spectrum. So I remember when I lived in California, there was negative ion machines that you could buy. And I remember buying one and I put it in my office. Two things happened. One of them is if you sat next to it and you breathed in, it smelled like a mountain.
Mm.
Really fresh and crispy and mountain-like. And the other one was that all these tiny little black dots, dust would gather every day, like a ton of it underneath it.
Mm.
And I was like,
must be dropping stuff out of the sky.
That's about, but it did feel good. Anyways, going back to the things,
forest,
like the
air,
forest,
like, yeah, remember when we're driving home, oftentimes like at a certain time of night, the lights and the air, it'll like it all of a sudden everything in the air becomes visible.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from like it's completely clear air to you realize, oh my God, the air is so full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sea of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in the forest, a sea of stuff. Bringing your body back into, well, forest.
Alignment, I think, yeah.
Yeah, populating the forest back in your body.
There you go. But I have met plenty of locals who also live in the forest that are not exactly healthy. So I understood from my own healing knowledge that it is not enough to be in the forest or go to a healer or take supplements to have spontaneous or gradual healings. I understood that there was way more than that. And it involves a healing story, perhaps a healer, perhaps a modality that the person respects and has good effects on him or her.
Right. I have noticed too in the forest, right? The people that live, you will find that they're not exactly the healthiest. But as the same as our definition of healthiest, you know, we predetermine in what healthy is based on our idea of what experience everyone came to have, right? And like, there's trees that are in a process of decomposing, right? And mm-hmm. there's trees that are in a process. When I say forest, I know there's more than trees, but there's all just different tree experiences in a forest, and they don't all fit our definition of what healthy would be either. So I think that part of our looking into it has to be looked into. What does healthy mean? Maybe it has something to do with the split in the sense of light, dark, and light, light, light. What kind of experiences are open to be halved?
Yeah, one of the things that I'm going to cover in this workshop is a definition of healthy. What is that?
Okay.
And what is a healthy response to toxins in our environment, for example? Or what is a healthy response to, let's say, if you break your arm, what's a healthy response? So what is healthy and what isn't? Yeah, we need to redefine and look at that very, very, very carefully. And I remember reading about healing modalities in the past. They were also very different. Yeah. So that's a good point. To me, when I say the people around in the forest and some of them are very healthy, but not all of them are very healthy. What I mean is that they might have like underlying medical conditions that disable them. And their bodies are not comfortable. They're not comfortable in their bodies. They're in pain. So it's that type of thing.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But also at a soul level, even at a mental level, there's some people that we know in our area that are addicts and very severely. So I wouldn't call being an addict a healthy state.
Right.
It's not like a sickness as such, although some people call it a sickness. But it came from a place of not being well. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, because you go to the forest to be connected. You can also go into the forest to separate yourself.
Yeah.
So
that's what I meant. It's not just the forest.
It's not just the forest.
Right. My friend got back to me a few weeks later and told me that her suspicions were right, that the test had come back and her condition was in remission. She also told me that after our visit, she had taken some radical life decisions, which removed many of the stressors from her daily life. I thought that part was really interesting. Because I hadn't expected it, you know? That was really interesting. The forest healed more than just my body, she told me.
It might have been more than just the forest, too.
Well, that's the thing, you see. It's like a healing story.
For her.
She found herself in the forest. She came to visit, not to go into the forest, right? She came to visit. And when she was visiting, I said, hey, let's go for a hike because it's so beautiful here. Why wouldn't you? And then when she was in the forest, she must have remembered what she read about the forest being a healing modality, you know?
Yep.
And then she allowed that to happen.
Ta-da.
Yeah, it's an orchestration and the intent and the love and, you know.
All the things.
All the things came together for her to have that healing happen. Or she made it happen. In a recent healing story for a different person, the wisdom of my ancestors came in again. He hadn't made an appearance for decades, but there he was. On the day of the healing, I woke up with the knowledge I had from childhood, that for the healing to be effective, I had to clear my energy field, body and mind, to be absolutely pristine. And I understood. The forest, especially a loved forest, has a pure and pristine energy. And behind that pristine energy, there's an unlimited life force, power and intelligence. A person, a human, can then direct that power with intent. How do you direct that power? Do you know, honey?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just sitting I was thinking about what you just said. And I've often thought about, you know, well, the forest is more useful than just as a tree farm. Although it seems to be, tree farm seems to be the highest and best use according to the counties and the state and I don't know, the whole government. And there's something to be said with being able to sit in old growth forest and what its effect is on your body. I mean, just the connection with that space and place, the stretching of your time from blink to a little bit longer blink, maybe. There is something there. It's like that's a use. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's higher and a better use, and it's a little hard to make one of those after you've
cut it down.
It takes 1,000 or 2 years.
Yes, indeed.
So anyway.
Yes. In my novel series, The Return, I speak about how we and trees and plants are part of the same species. That where there are humans, flora exists, and where there's flora, humans exist. Our intelligence is very similar, also, as it is our true natural frequency. Recently, a scientific study came out telling of how plants are highly related at a genetic level to humans, a percentage and relationship that was much higher than previously thought. I smiled, looked outside my window into the forest and winked. It winked back.
The forest winked back.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Dave?
I think that's pretty cool.
I can't wait to hear what our expert panelists are going to bring into the conversation.
Me too.
And for all our supporters, $8 a month is not very much for you to support our work.
Not much at all.
There's also a discussion.
It is a lot, actually. Thank you.
For us, yes. There's also a discussion on Fridays where you get to be part of the conversation also.
Yeah, you become part of the panel. You are the panel.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's more just than just a podcast.
More than just a podcast.
We'll see you soon. See you in a few minutes.
All right. Yeah, click. Then we'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you, honey.
Love you too.
Oh, babies.
She wants kisses too.
When I used to do healings as a kid, it was very different. It was very, proactive, I suppose. The person would come and it didn't matter if they had a healing story. It didn't matter whether they wanted a healing or not.
It didn't matter if they even knew.
Anything, yeah. Right? I would look at them and I would see all these patterns and I would see patches that weren't kind of like tangled up threads type of thing. And I would just pull on those and make them flow properly. I didn't know what I was doing, but that's what was happening. And then they'd be healed. And whether it was a psychological thing, a mental thing, a physical thing, an emotional thing, it didn't matter.
Join us for the rest of this conversation at driveintothers.com.
And when you go to driveintothers.com and you join in the rest of the show, rest of the second hour, you also get to join in the after party. 9 o'clock on Fridays, we all get together, including you,